Alrighty. This morning, and we've sang about it already. It's Christmas time. I think there's no denying that. We sang Christmas carols this morning. We sang Christmas songs. You've probably went Christmas shopping in the past week. You've probably lined up Christmas parties, went to Christmas gatherings. It's Christmas time. I think we can not deny it anymore. You know, the week before Thanksgiving, we're trying to hide it, and it's still 8-9 weeks away, you know, 4 or 5. Once it gets down to 2 or 3 weeks, then we'll finally get into the Christmas spirit. But I think it's safe to say it's Christmas time. Everywhere you go, you see the signs of Christmas is here. One thing we have in America today is people, the question that I kind of, not surmised, but came to my mind is, you know, why do us as Christians need Christmas? We think of Christmas, you know, with gifts and family get-togethers and the nativity scene with lots of lights and animals and people and mangers. And there's nothing wrong with all this, but why do us as Christians need Christmas? You know, if you go back far enough, you know, the whole Christmas theme, you know, it was, really don't know the exact day, which is irrelevant, you know, when Christ was born. We chose to celebrate it, you know, the end of December. But why do us as Christians need Christmas? I mean, it's gotten so, you meet people in the street and they're like, Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Holidays, whatever, you know, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. You hear it over and over and over again this time of year. But what comes to your mind when that word Christmas enters your mind? A lot of times the wrong things come to our mind, you know, it's, oh, that's right, Merry Christmas, you know, I got to get these shop parties lined up, I got to get the kids' gifts together, I got to get all the clothes packed so we can travel up north to go to the in-laws or go to the families, you know, it's, the last thing that comes to your mind is God, is Jesus, which is the reason we have Christmas, and it's usually one of the last things other than today or other than when we sit down and read the Christmas story, it's the last thing that comes to our mind is the true meaning of Christmas. In the time Jesus was born, was a very uneasy time. You think, and I don't study a lot of the news, you know, I see the major headlines and keep up a little bit, but I try to, to me, it gets depressing after you study the news a while, and I know people that do, and it seems like they're always depressed. So I just say, well, I don't want to be that person. So, but in the world we live in today, it's, you don't have to look far to find unrest in the world. You have all these marches, and you have all these different protests and stuff going on. Very uneasy time. This is a very uneasy time when Jesus was born. The Jews and the Romans were not the best friends. It's very well stated throughout the Bible at this time. And, you know, we think we got it bad. We all have to pay taxes. It's getting that time of year. It's about tax season again, where you got to pull out the old checkbook and close your eyes and write numbers down. At this time of year, Mary and Joseph, not only did they have to pay these taxes, they had to spend a whole lot of time getting to the place to even pay them. They couldn't just stick it in an envelope and put it in the mailbox and be done with it, not even see who it goes to, really. They had to plan this week, plan this day, travel many miles, pay for a room at the inn, what most people had to do. spend time there, pay their taxes, return home, all for something they really didn't want to do. People, this was a very uneasy time. They felt they were being overtaxed, as everybody does. It was just not a peaceful, it was not a, you think of, oh, holy night, you know, all this little nativity down there with the animals, and you think of just a hush quietness around town. I don't picture it as being that. The inn was full. They couldn't find no place. Well, what's that tell you? It means there was a lot of people around. So it was a very unsettling time. When this night, you know, we look at it as Christians, like I was saying, you know, why do we need Christmas? What happened that night, we've all read the story, I've all heard it. And when, as I was reading over these verses, it just, a few little things came to me, and this is what I kind of drew out of these verses. I want to look at several verses here. First one is going to be Matthew 1, verse 21. Why did Jesus come as a baby? It says here, she, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. We've read this verse hundreds of times. We know, you know, Mary's going to have a baby. Mary's going to have a son. Why did Jesus need to come as a baby? I think we can look back. If sin had never entered the world, we wouldn't need Christmas. We need Christmas. We need Jesus to cover up the sins of man. A long time ago in the garden, man sinned. And for that reason, we have Christmas today. If sin has just had can dominate a person's life, you think of families, and we all know of families who their father or their grandfather, the children, the grandchildren, are still paying for the sins of somebody in their family. I don't remember how many years ago, but most of you remember, in the Gulf, I think it was years ago, they had that big BP oil spill. I don't remember the exact name of it, but, this huge oil spill that started out in this platform about, you know, 5-6 times the size of our church here, out in the ocean. The pipe burst. And from that spot, it contaminated waters farther than the eye can see. To this day, they are still cleaning up shorelines. There's restaurants that have never reopened. There's people still trying to get money from monies they've lost because nobody came to the coast for probably a whole summer because nobody wanted to eat the fish, of course, that were coming out of that water, but there was oil along the beaches. People, tourists didn't go there. And so these people paid a big price for something that happened miles and miles away that they couldn't see, probably never knew was there. That's kind of the way sin is in our lives. We have had this night, this Christmas night, to get rid, us as Christians, of these sins and stop them. There's ways that they go about stopping it, all that oil, and still working on it today, and they're slowly getting control of it. They got most of it under control, but from researching a little bit, you know, there's still cleanup going on. That's the way sin is in our life. That's the way the Satan works, is when he gets you, it's not just instantly you get rid of that. God will forgive you, but a lot of time there's long-term consequences that we deal with as Christians that we can continuously have to put Satan behind us. No, Satan, you know, it's not going to happen again, you know. But it's dealing because of that one time we let him enter our life, and we have Christ here to help us get through this. So that, why did he come? He came to help us get rid of these just sins that we have in our life. Matthew 1:23, just two verses down. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Emmanuel. That's the name they gave him. Probably the only time you hear the word Emmanuel at Christmas is, there's I think few songs that have the word Emmanuel in it, but very seldom do you ever hear Emmanuel spoken in a conversation about Christmas. Do we not, are we kind of just skipping around it? Do people not know, you know, the true name? I don't know. It's just, I've seen this here and I was like, you know, wow, they will call him Emmanuel, but yet we hardly ever hear that. But what the key here, God with us, is what I want to look at. She will bear a child. We know that. The baby is going to be born. That night, you had this barn. You have this manger. That night, it was not about a baby in a basket. That night, it was not about, you know, the baby in a manger. That night, it was all about God becoming a man. And we have to think, wait, God becoming a man. That night, it was about God with us. It was that little baby that he used to walk on this earth. That night, it was all about God with us. So often we get so wrapped up in Christmas with decoration of lights and nativity, and you know, I talked about this earlier, and there's nothing, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with this, but so often we lose a little bit of sight of God is with us. Emmanuel. Go to Isaiah 9, verse 6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us. I'm going to just read the first part this year, where it says, for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. I want to look on that just a little bit here. That night, Mary laid that baby in the manger. But that night, a son was given us. So often we get wrapped up in the baby itself. You know, all this little baby, you know, the baby. But that night, a son was given to us. It was, the child was born, but the son is given. The son already existed long before the child was ever born. Before that baby was laid in that manger, the son, which was given us, was already existing. Let me say that again. The child was born, but the son is given. The son existed long before that child was ever born. Man walked into a guy's house one day and he said, look at this cup I got sitting up here on the counter. I'm going to give you a quiz. I want you to tell me what's in it. Guy stood back and he looked at it. He said, well, it's red. I mean, it's got to be Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid. He said, all right. So he went over to the sink, took the cup over there and poured it out, and poured out a glass of milk. Guy stood back and he looked at that and he said, well, it's red. You know, I don't know. I mean, how you poured it out, it was white, it was milk. I don't know. The glass that the liquid was in, the glass the milk was in, was made out of red glass, hiding what was really inside of that glass. When people came to the manger that night, they didn't see most people did not see what was really inside of that red glass. Most people did not really see what was inside of that baby. Most people seen the baby. There was a few people that did. The wise men knew it, seen it. Shepherds knew it, seen it. Innkeeper, he probably didn't notice it. Herod eventually never noticed it. Inside of that baby, inside of that red glass was something that most people would never notice, was milk. Inside of this baby laying in a manger, most people did not notice God was inside of that baby. God was here. The Son was given to us long before the baby was born. It was many nights, many times, that little baby, which laid in a manger that night, grew up. Eventually that baby that was crying there was speaking words of life in temples full of people. People started to see what was inside that red glass. People started to see what was inside this child, that this is not no ordinary red glass. This is not no ordinary child. There's something special. This child had a true message. This child had a true meaning in life. This child had a true father. Back to verse 21, Jeremy. Matthew 1:21. This here, the last part, is the reason us as Christians celebrate Christmas. We get all excited about Christmas, but there was one reason that night Jesus came, and that was to save His people from their sins. You know, back before Jesus died, they used to have to sacrifice animals, you know, do all kinds of... To me, it's just crazy stuff that they had to go through to basically put their sins on layaway. It was, you know, the bloodshed and the animals and stuff that they had to go through to feel like they were saved. It was just... I'm so thankful today that we have what we do in God, in Jesus, in Him dying on the cross, that we don't have to go through all that. It says He will save His people from their sins. That Christmas morning, God became a man through a little boy to provide salvation for me and for you. We can, I don't know if you ever, us as humans, we have the ability to save somebody's life. You might ask how. You can, if you've ever given blood, you can have somebody in a hospital dying and needing a certain type of blood. If you have that type of blood, you can go have that blood drawn out, give it to that person, and save somebody's life. Very possible. It's happened many times for those of you who have given blood. I'm not the bravest of needles, so I don't mind needles, it's just I don't like them. You have the ability to save somebody's life, but you can't save everybody. When this little baby grew up and became a man and shed his own blood some 30 years later, there was enough for everybody. Jesus' blood was enough to save everybody. It's just not like me and you who maybe can save one or two people's lives if our blood was needed to save their life. And we would gladly probably give it up for somebody else to save their life. Jesus did this to save the world. So that night in that manger, God became a man. So often we drive by, and this is just one of the things that I've tried to think about this year as I drive and see all these things, is when I drive and see a manger scene or nativity, it's interesting to see how different people dress it up, but I want the first thing that comes into my mind is that's God laying in that little basket of hay. even though it's a little tiny baby, that is the night God became a man. And that's the night this us as Christians look back on and just say, thank you, God. You know, if it wasn't for that Christmas night when God became a man, it would be a whole different world today. But because of that night, because of that Christmas night, when through that little child, God became a man and walked on earth, that's what Christmas is all about. That's what we have. That's all we need. I mean, that's Christmas. So this Christmas season, when you see that manger, when you see that nativity, when your kids ask to slow down so they can look at the lights, remind them that that is the night God became a man. That's what it's all about. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time of year, Lord. We love this season, knowing that this wonderful time of you becoming a man, walking this earth, Lord, and it was all because of this Christmas night. Lord, we have so much hope in you, and we thank you for this. Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this wonderful time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.